No real connections. I think I first heard about it on a news story somewhere, and from there I kept seeing videos on Facebook of convoys, numerous, 10, 15, 25 trucks in a convoy, and I thought, well, first I thought, I'm going to go online and donate. I went online and donated, $50 to Oklahoma and $50 to Kansas, and I thought that's not enough. I went online and found a link. I found a page where somebody, compiled a set of links, and I posted that on Facebook. Shared that, and well, so we'll get a few more donations that way. But I thought we could do more yet. I thought it'd be pretty awesome if we were the generators of one of those convoys.
And so here we are, everything hopefully going to be pulled together by the 18th of April, finances, and you're also looking for hard goods too.
So we're collecting money. Set the 18th as a deadline for donations, and we'll turn that money into materials, steel post, wood post, and barbed wire. And load up a truck and hopefully have it delivered to Kansas by the 25th.
Have you talked to anybody? I see a lot of our Wisconsin donations going specifically to Ashland, Kansas. Is there something about that area? Is it something about the hub? Is there coordination down there to distribute?
Yeah, so I've talked to Kansas Livestock Association. They sent me to Ashland Feed and Seed, and from there I talked to Jeff, who's actually in charge of receiving and distributing. Ashland is the county seat of Clark County. Clark County, Kansas, had 85% of the land mass burn, and Ashland is the county seat, and so 85%, that's 465,000 acres of the 1.5 million total that burned. So of the whole picture, they had a third of the destruction. And I try to explain it to people. Okay, you had a major fire, so your neighbors come and help you. Then every single neighbor had a major fire on the same day. So, and there's 2,200 people in the entire county. So they can't help each other. There's not enough people to help, period.
Is this an agriculture area? I mean, when we say those acres, are those grazing acres or what kind of agriculture's there?
I believe it's mostly grazing, between grazing and wheat. I don't think they have hardly any row crops down there. And I've read where the number one priority right now is fencing materials.
I didn't realize it either that they said it costs almost $10,000 a mile to build that fence. I'm sure there's some people say, well, that's plenty high, but the bottom line is, down in the Plain States, you got a long ways to go between fence posts.
So, according to our cost, which is materials at cost, we're looking at, for the materials alone, $2,200 a mile. And so when people donate and well, I don't have much, I can only give you 10 or $25 or whatever. And yeah, individually, it doesn't make a difference. That's why we do a group. And so $20, okay, that goes 20, 30, 40 feet of fence. As a group, this semi-load should do about 10 miles. So we can start to make a difference. I mean, they have an estimated 12,000 miles of fence that has to be either repaired or replaced. So the need is endless.
Now, what about things like hay? There have been convoys from this area that have taken semi loads of hay down. Is that anything you're looking for, Joe, or are you purely trying to concentrate on finances to buy the goods?
We are, as a group, we are purely looking at materials, fencing materials. But I am wide open to anything. If a group of farmers wants to throw together a load or 15 loads of hay, and Yeah, come along, join the party. There's endless need for that too.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you expect that there will be other deliveries, or are you trying to get it all? You know, things are going to get busy for our Wisconsin farmers pretty quick here too, and a lot of folks with the weather. Are you just trying to finish this one load by the 18th, or do you expect that there's going to be trickle through?
Well, that's part of our deadline, is to get it done before. I mean, we're all either farmers or farm suppliers, and it's already busy, but it's going to get crazy, so we're trying to wrap it up before that. I'm hoping that we overshoot our goal and, you know, even get two loads. And man, if money keeps coming in till June,
right,
I guarantee I'll get it there one way or another, whether it's in more materials, mm-hmm, or a check. You know, or a check.